The last lecture is on. It's on. Hopefully, we can get it. The last lecture was not finished entirely, so we'll go through that and then we'll go through the two lectures maybe today. The Swarupa and the second one I forgot about.
Krishna Varnam.
Krishna, the meaning of the Krishna Varnam. Yes. So, these are the subdivisions of the third chapter of the Adi-Rila-Vishnu. So last time, just as a recap, we were looking at the reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which will be expanded upon more in the coming chapters. We started by saying, by looking first at Krishna's thought process, not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's thought process, but Krishna's.
Does that sound getting here? I don't hear it. I think so. This doesn't work either.
Okay, so let's fix the song first. Pass me raktam na to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Better?
Avanna.
Yes, now, it's good. So let's go to the full screen again. Hare Krishna. So, we were looking at the Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 3 at the beginning. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is taking us through the thought process of Krishna, not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Krishna, and what Krishna is thinking and why he came and manifested his pastimes on earth. So, in that, we saw Krishna's thought process. I'll just read the English Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes and then he disappears. After disappearing, he thinks thus, for a long time, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such attachment, loving attachment, the existence of the world is useless. Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions, but simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees in Vrajabhumi. Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration, but devotion made feeble, Shithila, by such reverence does not attract me. So we looked at these points. I think maybe this is where we stop. Right? By performing such regular devotional service in awe and veneration, one may go to Vaikuntha and attain the four points of liberation. And then I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtana, the congregation chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving service. I think we did this also. I'm trying to remember. I think we went through this.
Everybody remembers the two things. To surrender to the Lord, we have to be fully aware of His six opulences, full knowledge, because that's sambandha jnana. We have to have that complete. And ultimate purpose of that sambandha jnana actually transform that knowledge into bhava. Knowledge is not like a separated from our ultimate. This knowledge is required. But then when the Sandini will cause Sambit and Ladini to appear, that potency, then automatically this whole thing will turn into Rati. So this understanding is very important. At the same time, here we just read a previous one, 16, that two things, that knowing Krishna as a Supreme Lord, ultimate Supreme Personality of Godhead, the relationship and the sentiment cannot arise and nobody can serve. So last week we discussed, maybe week before, that Hanumanji also Premi Bhakta. In Vaikuntha they are also Premi Bhakta. But here Prabhupada emphasized Rupanuga Premi Bhakta. There is real difference than what we commonly known as Premi Bhakta or Ragatmika Bhakta. Rupanuga Premi Bhakta, that's Braja Bhakti, is very first of all, it's never given before Mahaprabhu came, and it's very rare, extremely rare. So there has to be some kind of a format, systematic, where spiritual insight and devotional practice can be aligned together. So that's why this way we are doing it, it's very nice. So we understand why Lord Krishna explained that it is feeble and it doesn't attract both. So that's why we are practicing under Rupa Goswami, under Prabhupada, this process, so that we can enter in Braja Bhakti, what actually pleases the Lord to the ultimate. That doesn't mean we are ignoring the Vaikuntha or other. We are not saying that. It's just that it is different set up.
Yeah, so devotion made feeble by reverence. So reverence is definitely not present in Yashoda, for example. When she picks up a stick to beat Krishna, or not beat, but to threaten him. And then Krishna is scared and is crying, this is the Damodar Leela. And that wouldn't be possible if Yashoda had reverence for Krishna. But that's what Krishna likes. That's what he values. That's what he treasures. That's what he wants. So that's why...
It was very funny, a story, maybe short, because we understand. That when Balaram found out, he was not there when Mother Yashoda bound actually Krishna with the rope, dumb. So then Balaram came and he didn't see anybody, he saw Krishna from far, that all the children, same age, they're trying to push, and Balaram is pulling, and they're pushing the mortar. And they're watching if Mother Yashoda is seeing what they are doing, because they are kind of helping Krishna. Krishna is actually enjoying with the boys, but when Mother Yashoda or elderly somebody would see, he would be like, oh, very sad, very depressed. But same time, he is very exciting with the boys. And boy says, you can do it. Guess what? You can pull this rope and we'll be in between these two trees and then we can rub it and it will break. That was the whole idea. So they're pushing and Krishna is pulling. But it's not moving as fast. So Balaram at that time appeared and he says, why? And Krishna immediately changed. He's like not feeling comfortable, he cannot play today, there's no play, nothing, everything is like stuck. So Krishna is like a little sad and Balaram says, how dare somebody did this? Who did this? So then Madhumangal comes and he says, Maya, and whispering, no, not boldly, Maya did this. So Maya did this. If I was here, she could not have done this. Krishna, do not worry, I'm coming back. So she went to Mother Yashoda. And Srimad Radha Govinda Maharaj mentioned this story many years back, I remember that. He says that Balaram actually revealed Krishna's position. He revealed also his position. Oh Maya, Mother Yashoda, do you know who I am? Do you know who your son is? He is origin of all Godhead. I am also God. And what to talk about him? Even if he tells me, I can destroy millions of universes. And Mother Yashoda is cleaning the Narayan temple because she has a Narayan Shila and temple and Krishna made a mess today. So, and no maid servant today. They all went for Indrajagna. So she is cleaning. So after Balaram is glorifying the opulence of Krishna, at one point Mother Yashoda came with this rag, you know, she was cleaning. So one more word, I'll bind you too. And Balaram ran and ran. It didn't work. What she got, only she knows that Krishna knows.
I think Yashoda responds to Balaram saying, if he is the Lord of the universe, then why is he stealing butter from my pots? Why is he breaking pots? Why is he stealing?
That discussion plays out. But Balaram did work
by her love. Yeah. That's very funny. So this is what this is.
Okay, so let's see. So now this is still Krishna's thinking. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. I shall accept the role of a devotee.
And
I the four mellows of loving devotional service. I think the reason I skipped was we mentioned this last time, I remember. So the Shanta, Vatsalya, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhura, Shanta is not included. I remember discussing this point. So these are the four mellows of devotional service. And he wants to make the world realize these four mellows. So ultimately, the purpose of the whole thing, whole our bhakti practice is to realize our swarupa in one of these four mellows of loving devotional service. I shall accept the role of a devotee, Krishna is thinking, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. Apani achari bhakti shikhayumu sabare. I shall accept the role of a devotee and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself.
Everybody together.
Unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. This conclusion is indeed confirmed throughout the Gita and Bhagavatam. Which one? This one? This one? Or the next one? 321. Unless...
A friend of ours asked at the last class...
Use the microphone. Can you use the microphone? Is it not working? So then just scoot over, because people don't like it.
No, I just think it's important.
It's an important
it's
point.
Important.
Yeah.
Somebody that I will ask, she said my boyfriend
Oh, I see. But there is something though.
We should not, I mean.
It's not bad.
Oh, yeah, let's bring it for 1 minute. This is for a preacher, every devotee in our movement must practice and preach. Practice and preach. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, if you preach without practicing, you fall in the category of karma, not bhakti. So that's why Mahaprabhu says, achar karen keho na kore prachar, prachar karen keho na kore achar. Achar prachar karaho dui karjo tumi sarva guru jagater arjo. He told to Haridas Thakur, why he is the acharya, that he does both practicing and preaching. Every devotee must do that. And some people, Mahaprabhu says, some people do only preaching, distributing books, lecturing, but personal practice, nothing, zero. Not chanting 16 rounds, not following the rules, regulations strictly. And this won't work. This is actually a kind of karma kanda. Let's say even Prabhupada did not like when one sannyasi was, say the 3 hours he was talking about this karma subject, what is karma with this guy, and Prabhupada gave a thoroughly, did you understand, do you practice, did you chant your rounds, did you give that book to him, did you practice what you preached? Said no. Then Prabhupada said it won't be effective, that's why it takes longer time. Why Prabhupada was effective? Because Prabhupada strongly believed it and he had strong faith on it, and he would, it would affect to others. Prachar karen keho na kore achar. Achar karen keho na kore prachar. And then some people are practicing rigidly in generally Bhajanandi and others, or in the name of Bhajanandi. They do a lot of practicing, but they don't preach. The compassion is not there for others. So that is also not Mahaprabhu's preaching. Now there is a little bit, at the same time we should not discard, like, because I know in Alachua there is 2 Mataji who came to Krishna consciousness in San Diego because of their boyfriend. I know for sure. Because I liked Richard, that boy. But he never became devotee. And he brought so many persons to the temple. Whenever he found a new girlfriend, he brought it in the temple and they became a devotee. And she is still devotee, both of them here, they are still devotee, but their old boyfriend never became devotee. So it's not, we cannot just completely ignore, but he cannot make them devotee. They can bring to the devotee association, but they cannot make devotee unless they practice as a devotee. That was the point here.
So, let's see. Unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. And then Krishna Das Kaviraj quotes the famous verse, Yada Hila Hidanasya. Dhani Bhavati Bharata Apyuktana Madharmasya Bharatanam Sujanam. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of the religion, at that time I descend myself to deliver the pious, in the next verse, to annihilate the miscreants as well as to re-establish the principles of religion. I myself appear millennium after millennium. Whatever a great actions a great man follows, these are all verses from the Gita, whatever actions a great man performs, common people follow. Whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Is there a question? Yes. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chadishvista dharma sanstapanathaya samdhavami yuge yuge. The next one is yad yad acharidhi shrishthas.
Yes. Okay.
Yes,
sir.
Right. Now, I was going quickly because I wanted to get to the point, but I guess that's fine. Whatever actions a great man performs, common people follow. Whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. But the point is, this is why I was going fast forward, that all of these things are not the reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. That's what Krishnadas Kaviraj Prabhu is saying. So this is what he says. Yuga dharma pravartana haya amsha haite amavina anyanare vraja pravadite.
This is very important.
So my plenary portions can establish all these things. Yada ida dharmasya paritrana sadhanam, like establishing how to act. Yada acharya sreshtha Lord Ram was the exemplar of that. How to act properly. But my plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age. Yuga dharma pravartana haya amsha haite. No one but me, that means Swayam Krishna Shyama Sundara Prajendra Nandana, no one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the residents of Vraja. So this is what, why he cited all these verses. Can you say something?
No, this is very important verse. This is to be understood primarily. These topics comes, like for an example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving love of Godhead. What about the other Panchatattva and other followers? How they give? Can they give love of Godhead also? How? They all are, Mahaprabhu is a love of Godhead tree, he is the main trunk. And all the devotee, all at least the Panchatattva, they are branches. The four tattvas, they are branches of Mahaprabhu tree. So from that relationship, they give. Now if somebody accept, I hope nobody in Alachua, but in Chaitanya Chaitamita we have a record of Gunarnava Mishra, who like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu but don't like Nityananda Prabhu. Anybody has this problem, they may be cut off sometime. You have to be very careful. Adwaita Acharya had a 3 out of 6 sons, did not understood Mahaprabhu's position in relation to Adwaita Acharya. And they rather invoked that to worship Mahaprabhu they need Radha Mantra and to worship Adwaita Acharya they need Narayan Mantra. This is all concocted and this is not accepted by it. So this way they cut off actually, the limbs was cut off from the main trunk. So if somebody follows a particular sampradaya but it is not directly connected with Mahaprabhu, Krishna Prem cannot come. This is a vast understanding by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Even other Vaishnava sampradaya cannot enter into Golok Vrindavan if they don't have a connection with Mahaprabhu. It may take millions of births.
So, no one but me can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the residents of Vraja. Amavina anya nare Vraja prema diti. Santu avatar bahavaha pankaja nabhasya sarvato bhadra Krishna vanyako va natashu api premado bhavati. There may be many all auspicious incarnations of the personality of Godhead, but who other than Lord Shri Krishna can bestow love of God upon the surrendered souls. Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. So these verses are constantly, even before when we looked at previous lectures, are emphasizing the point that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, or Krishna's appearance as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was to give Vraja Prem, Vraja Bhakti, these four mellows of devotional service. That is the primary, well not the primary, but that is the reason, external reason for Mahaprabhu's appearance on earth. This is what he is building up to. Although still Krishna is thinking these thoughts, but he is building up to this. Eta bhavi kali kale prathama sandhya avatu nahaila Krishna apami nadiyaya. Thinking thus, the personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna himself descended at Nadiya early in the age of Kali. So we have what, 4th